Spring rain has been sweeping the Bay Area. At this time last year, the world watched as revolutions swept across the Arab world. The uprisings ended decades-long dictatorships in the Middle East in what was called the Arab Spring.
It was frustration at Tunisia's youth unemployment that started it all. When 23-year-old fruit vendor Mohamed Bouazizi set fire to himself last year and died days later, it sparked an unprecedented wave of protests that would transform the region.
The Vice President Omar Suleiman said that President Hosni Mubarak has decided to give up his office and hand over authority to a high military council.
Despite the most brutal measures to suppress demonstrations, young people in Tunisia decided that today was the chance to overthrow a corrupt government.
This spring, as millions of people in Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, and Yemen celebrate the success of their revolts, the people of Syria are living a different story. Though they, too, took to the streets last spring, today they're still living under the regime of Bashar al-Assad. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the Syrian revolt. It's been a year of brutal crackdowns on the opposition.
Day after day, unarmed Syrian protesters come out to face machine guns, snipers, and armored vehicles. The cost so far is 4,000 dead.
As the people of Syria fight or flee Assad's regime, Syrian Americans here in the Bay Area have rallied in support of the uprising. KALW's David Waldorf attended a protest last Sunday in Union Square and brings us this audio postcard from that day.
There is only one solution!
There is only one solution!
Revolution! Revolution!
My name is Javed Mir Abdal, and I'm from Berkeley.
My name is Tariq Al-Saman. I was born in Aleppo, but was raised in Damascus for 26 years.
My name is Mustafa Masri. I came from Santa Clara.
Today we are here with a group of Iranian-American North Berkeley to support the revolution, the change for freedom and democracy in Syria.
All my family, my parents are still in Syria, my friends. I talk to them on Facebook, on Twitter, and wherever I hear there's something going on and near my parents' area, I try to call them to make sure they are fine.
Well, we are hoping that this kind of rally will get the attention of the people first, that there is a massacre going on in Syria, and second, that people will call their representative in House and Senate and raise the issue that there is a massacre going on. We have to help the Syrian people.
To be honest, I don't think this rally will do anything except just showing solidarity and show Syrians inside Syria that people are in California and everywhere in the world. We are still thinking of them. They are in our hearts, and we wish they get their freedom soon.
Well, I hope this rally sends a strong message to, you know, my president, you know, Obama, to say, you know, the people of Syria have stood up against oppression and injustices. The same thing we did for Bosnia, we did for Libya, we did for other places. We hope, you know, peace can be brought to the people of Syria. We're not really asking, you know, extreme things. We're just asking equal rights, just like other people who live here, who live in Europe, who live in other parts of the world. So that's what I'm asking for, really. Equality of life for all. You know.